Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 24 hours after a lone gunman tried to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump, shooter's motivations remain a mystery.
The list of questions is long. How did Thomas Matthew Crooks get the gun, an AR-style rifle legally bought by his father? And what about the rudimentary bomb agents found in his car? FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek says they are also looking into reports of Crooks' movements just prior to the rally.
We are working hard to determine the sequence of events related to the subject and his movements in the hours, days, and weeks prior to the shooting.
One reason for hope: during a search of Crooks' car, investigators found his mobile phone. FBI officials are cautiously optimistic they will be able to get into it soon and get some snippets of why the 20-year-old decided to try and kill a former U.S. president. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office, U.S. President Joe Biden addressed politics in the country.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens. And most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
And not to be too literal.
Disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, and God forbid, a killing field.
Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump called for unity and resilience after the attempt on his life and added fresh uncertainty to a tumultuous presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Trump arrived Sunday evening in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, which begins on Monday. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says that Rafa Salama, Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade commander, was killed in an airstrike that killed at least 90 people, including children. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It was Israel's eighth attempt to assassinate Mohammed Deif, the elusive commander of Hamas's military wing. In a news conference Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not stop until all senior Hamas officials have been killed. He said Deif and his deputy were the targets of the airstrike. Netanyahu said that while there is no final confirmation that Deif was killed, Israel will get to the entire leadership. Hamas officials said at least 90 civilians were killed. They said the airstrike was in the Al-Muassi area that Israel has designated as a safe zone for Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The new British Foreign Secretary has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during a visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories, his second international trip since Labour's resounding victory in elections earlier in the month. David Lammy said Sunday that the ongoing war in Gaza is intolerable and stressed in meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leadership that Britain wants to assist with securing a ceasefire deal and creating the space for a credible and irreversible pathway toward a two-state solution. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol vowed to ensure North Korean defectors are not repatriated to the North against their will. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony of North Korean Defectors Day on Sunday, Yoon also condemned North Korea's erection of barriers, electrified fences, and even mines along border areas to prevent defection. China and Russia's naval forces have kicked off a joint exercise in a military port in southern China on Sunday. That's according to the official news agency, days after NATO allies called Beijing a decisive enabler of the war in Ukraine. The Chinese Defense Ministry said in a brief statement on Sunday that forces from both sides recently patrolled the western and northern Pacific Ocean and that the operation had nothing to do with international and regional situations and did not target any third party. State broadcaster CCTV had reported that the joint drills aimed to demonstrate the capabilities of the navies as in addressing security threats. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.